Well, on a hot summer day, you might be thinking, it's cool inside the mall. Maybe I'll go shopping. Well, turns out it can be tricky knowing what to buy this time of year. There are some better buys out there for the month of July. And here with a list of do's and don'ts, joining us live is Ross Kenneth Erkin, personal finance editor for The Street. Ross, there are some things we definitely should avoid buying, but there are some good deals on things such as summer clothing, right?
It's true. You know, we hear the phrase Christmas in July, and you do have to be strategic about it. So summer clothing is one of those items that's great to buy. A lot of stores out there are trying to get their fall merchandise in, and that requires getting rid of the summer clothing, and so a lot of that is marked as much as 30 to 40% off.
But things like swimsuits and beach towels don't fall under summer clothing, which you would kind of think it would. Those don't really get discounted.
Right, because it's very strictly seasonal, and people are still going to the beach. People are still maybe taking their first vacation of the summer, and beach items from towels to chairs and umbrellas are going to be in high demand and higher priced, as with swimsuits.
Sunglasses. And surprisingly, I guess air conditioners, although they're in high demand as well, but if you're in need, you need one, but this is not the best time to buy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to kill yourself sweating it out in the heat. But if you want to be a smarter consumer and you're thinking maybe your air conditioner is on its last legs, wait until the end of August or really after Labor Day to get a cheaper air conditioner. And sunglasses as well. If you're not going to go blind in the sun this summer, wait until September or October for that new pair of aviators. They'll be as much as 40% off them.
All right. What about electronics? Because it seems like those companies or the stores are always telling us now is by far the best time ever to buy that stuff. So what about right now?
Electronics really are bifurcated into stuff that's relevant for back to school, which is on sale, and some of the other larger electronic items like TVs, which you'd wait for come Thanksgiving time when you get great Cyber Monday deals and even Black Friday deals. So with laptop computers in particular, it's definitely a July buy. That's because, you know, even though the kids are thinking the school year is far away, parents are starting to think about getting prepared. And on a typical laptop, you might find $70 to $100 off.
Hmm. All right. Why is this a good time of the year to be buying furniture?
This is really the hottest trick I have up my sleeve, because it's a lesser known fact that new furniture models come out in August, and you know that's post the North Carolina shows, etc. And stores are, as with summer clothing, looking to move out the old models, the old merchandise, and so it's going to be highly discounted. So if you've been thinking about getting that new leather couch, you're going to find about 30% off.
All right, model years of furniture. Who knew? Ross Kenneth Erkin, personal finance editor for The Street. Appreciate it.